This is Dr. Max D. Younce, pastor of the Heritage Baptist Bible Church of Walnut Grove, Minnesota. This is our Bible class, and we are glad that you could join with us today. We hope that you will get your Bible out and be ready to follow along. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you. It is so good to have you join with us the same time each week. And again, we count it our privilege to be able to come into your homes and to share this time with you. We always encourage you to get your Bible out if you're able to do so, and where you can have it open. And when we go to the Scriptures, well, then you can turn there and you can read them for yourself. And that's what we want you to do. Because it's not what Pastor Younce says, it's what thus saith the Lord. So we refer you to the Bible so that you can read those Scriptures and know that it's not just something that's made up or so much opinion or someone's interpretation or something like that. But all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for reproof, instruction into righteousness, and so forth. And so the Scriptures are the final authority. In Psalms 118:8, it tells us it's better to put your trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men. In Psalms 118, verse 9, the next verse, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. That means because somebody has a high position, or the governor, or they're the president, or they're the representative, or in the Senate, doesn't make any difference who they are, what position they have. You take what God says over any philosophy they may have. And as he told Jeremiah in chapter 5, and verse 26, for among my people are found wicked men. They lie wait, as he that setteth snares. They set a trap, they catch men. And then in verse 31, the prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so, and what will you do in the end thereof? And then we find out here in Jeremiah 17, 5, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. So it's very important, and you know it's an amazing thing when preachers expound the Word of God and put it out and say, here it is, thus saith the Lord, and people hate them for it. It is because they're trusting some denomination or they're trusting some man that has devised a religion, pawned it off onto people, and they do not take the Word of God, you see. Now, we're continuing this morning, and I think it'll be very interesting to you because one of the most damnable things that Luther and Catholicism has perpetrated upon society is the fact of infant baptism. Now, may I say this at the outstart, and then I want to give you out of the small catechism and large catechism of Martin Luther, I want to give you the verses that he refers to as far as to support infant baptism, and you will be shocked because they have nothing to do with infant baptism whatsoever. But anyway, infant baptism being one of the most damnable things and that a person can project, and let me say this, and instead of getting mad, go to your Bible and refute what I'm saying then if you disagree. There is nowhere in the Bible ever where infants are told to be baptized. Nowhere do you ever find an infant that is baptized. And we're going to show you the trickery and the deceit and the absolute, cunningness of Martin Luther and what he does concerning using a scripture or two to try to support infant baptism. Martin Luther never came out of the Roman Catholic Church at all. Or I should say, I don't even like to use the word church because primarily almost everything they teach is contrary to the Bible. And that's a shock because some of the people that follow this organization never go to their Bibles, so they don't know beans from apple butter. They just get mad and pout and throw a temper tantrum and everything else and just remain in total ignorance because they will not look into the Word of God. Their popularity in the community or the place where they live is more important to them than it is to know what the truth of the Word of God says. But the end thereof is eternal damnation. By denying the Word of God, not trusting Jesus Christ, and trusting all of the rituals and all of the traditions that are passed down, that are made up in little councils by men who put themselves above God. Now, I'd like for you to go with me, and if you are able to do this, and if you're a Lutheran that's listening, then I'd like for you to go in your small catechism, and we'll begin here. First of all, they use Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, and let me read on page 173 of the Small Catechism of Martin Luther. In number 251, on page 173, it says this, "How do you prove that infants too are to be baptized?" And Luther's answer is, "Infants too are to be baptized because they are included in the words, all nations." Now, I'd like for you to turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, because this is exactly the verse that Martin Luther uses. So we go there to Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, and as we've studied this verse previously, I want to read it and then show you that I don't know how in the world he would ever use this for infants. But remember this, nowhere in the Bible do you ever find that infants are to be baptized? Nowhere. And nowhere do you ever find that infants are baptized by the apostles, by the church fathers, or our apostolic fathers, or that. But of course, some of them are not in the Bible, but some of them could be. Paul never baptized an infant. But in verse 19, here's what Luther says, and this to him, he's trying to convince you that this is infant baptism because of all nations. Let's read it. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost." So, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, "go ye therefore and teach." Now, if you recall our previous studies on this, the word teach is a Greek word that means make disciples. So when you make a disciple, one who follows Christ, it is because they have trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. They're already saved. So therefore, teach or make disciples of all nations. Make believers. Tell them how that Christ died and he was buried and rose again from the dead. And then, after you make disciples of them, then you baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And here Mr. Luther uses that verse, which is absolutely unbelievable to anybody that reads the Bible, that this is proof because infants are included in the words, all nations. Well, infants cannot believe. But we're going to find out that Martin Luther says infants can believe. Now, this is interesting. And then, but we'll go on. We'll get to that in just a second. But this verse has nothing to do with baptizing infants. All nations are those who you make disciples out of. And you make disciples when they believe that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose again. Infants cannot, are unable to do that. All they can do is cuckoo. And yet you're telling me, Mr. Luther, that you're going to use this verse, which is pertaining to those who have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are to baptize them. And there, and you apply this to infants, sir, this is unbelievable. This is what happens, Mr. Luther, when you insert your philosophy and you borrowed it from Catholicism and you've carried it right on in to your followers, sir. Now, I would like to go on. The next verse that he uses is, in order to show that infants are to be baptized, he uses Acts chapter 2, verse 38 and 39, which we covered a couple of weeks ago. But the part that he uses is in verse 39. Now let's read Acts chapter 2, verse 38 and 39. "Then Peter said unto them, Repent." The Greek word for repent is metanoia, and it means change your mind and be baptized. "Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for," remember the little word for is a little Greek word, eis, E-I-S, and should be translated, "because of the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Now, in verse 39 is what Luther uses as far as saying, unto you and your children you are to do that too, for the promise is unto you and to your children. So therefore, he applies children to infants. Now, the only problem with that is, Mr. Luther, if you would have looked up at all in your Greek, you would have found out here that the word for children is not the Greek word that is used for infants. This is unbelievable that